Sanders.
There is no spoon, right, Mike?
Obviously, there is no spoon.
And then the spoon, yeah. Your head's shaped like a spoon, Mike.
Wow. But just because of that weird spot where they had to remove that giant goiter from your brain cavity.
From my frontal lobe?
Yeah. That's so that it dips in, you know?
That's good. Yeah.
It's all fucked up.
A concave face, much like a spoon.
It could. Yeah. Exactly. But, good news, there is no spoon.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Two Guys with Raging Goals. I'm Mikey, and this is Adam, and every Friday, we bring you a conversational podcast where one of us brings a topic to the table, and we discuss it for your enjoyment. If you like that, you can follow us on Facebook and YouTube at Two Guys with Raging Goals, and you can follow us on Twitter and... wait, there's another one. Oh, our website, which has been neglected lately.
Oh, God.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
And you can follow us there at Two Guys... oh, that's just Two Guys Raging.
Two Guys Raging.
Oh, man, I'm all fucked up adding this up.
These people, just pay attention to the graphics, because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Anymore. Usual. Like, we added Patreon in, and we moved to Fridays, and it's just fucked me up. I had, like, a good, like, streak there, though.
Oh,
of
I know.
Openings. Yeah. I was crushing them.
It was
for
at
a while.
It was at least a week.
Yeah.
When you had it down.
But, and we do
for
one
sure.
episode a week. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, one out of 35 isn't bad.
Yeah, I know. At all. Most importantly, follow us at patreon.com/twoguysraging, where you can throw us a couple bucks and support our dreams and keep the lights on in this place. There's no construction work going on over here this time, but you know, we'll...
they're still coming.
Yeah,
they're gearing up. They're gearing up the chainsaws, right, Randy? Come on.
They're gonna foreclose on this bitch.
Oh yeah, they should. They should probably. Yeah. So Mike, not to interrupt you, but I've named my new home.
Is your new home the patio?
No. Okay. No. It is my home.
Randy's super
but I have,
excited about
I have,
it.
But I have named it.
Okay.
The Trash Pit. Okay?
So my house is Cybertron. And yours is the Trash Pit.
I like it.
Okay, yeah, no.
I came up with, so Randy comes over.
We talked about this off camera.
With some hard cider, Smith & Forge. You can see it through the window there.
Well, it's just been through the window.
Yeah.
Is it still lingering?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's where my Starbucks drink would have landed.
Right.
If I had...
did you hit the window?
Oh,
your
I
cup?
Crushed the window
you
with my cup.
Son of a god.
It was great.
Now, he comes over with some Smith & Forge, and hard cider makes me just a little bit more witty. Questionable?
No.
I'm wonderful. So I thought of the Trash Pit that night. And then me and Randy drank a couple more Smith & Forge yesterday. Just to keep the streak going, right?
Continuity.
I was buzzed all week.
You can't shut down the struggle bus.
A couple
right?
of
it
buzz.
Just keeps it is so I had some more Smith & Forge. The people who come to the house regularly, you can be one of them.
Well, I live in another state, but I try.
The trash cans. It's wonderful.
So, why did the trash cans go to the trash pit? Wait, what's this place called again?
The Trash Pit.
Okay, so why did trash cans go to a trash pit? That's
well,
what
it's just,
about.
It's really... Now, get ready for the wit, guys. Here's the deal. The people who are uninvited to the trash pit are the trash cans. You're welcome. You're welcome!
Guys, don't go to Patreon.
Oh my
God. Don't go there. We're not worth it. I get it.
Oh my God. I need more Smith & Forge. Please go to patreon.com/twoguysraging.
If you've got no bucks to throw us, we do air all of our content free on Fridays on YouTube and on iTunes. Go ahead, check us out, like us, share us. Throw shit to your friends, tell them all about us. We're wonderful people.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yes.
So generally, the opening goes really succinctly, and then we get right into things.
Are you going to berate me for interrupting you?
A little.
Okay,
but,
cool. Perfect.
So generally, I nail the open. Like, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
that one week, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
And And part of that open is one of us brings a topic to the table
yes.
for us to discuss.
Yes.
But this week, we bring topics from our Patreon supporter, Matt Temby.
Yes.
What up, Temby?
Oh my gosh.
So, this is the very first episode of our Patreon tier rigmarole, where if you donate at the $3 level?
$3
yes,
level.
$3 level, you get to pick the topic. And Matt feels real big about himself for some reason, and he picked two topics.
Oh my
gosh. So what he would like to discuss...
Tell him that cost him $6.
Oh, I should do that.
Come on.
That's
dude,
a good idea.
We are,
but
we are
$6 a month.
Right.
So like...
yeah. Come on.
Alright, so he wants us to discuss two things.
Uh-huh.
So we're gonna have to split this up a little bit. But it's bodybuilding.
Yes.
And cinnamon rolls.
Well.
Because those are the only loves he has in his life.
Oh my god. Does he love cinnamon rolls?
Oh my god, like a fucking bear
really?
With honey.
Really?
Yeah, he's a real problem.
He's fucking jacked.
Yeah.
Like,
how do you think he gets that big? He's fucking slammed a cinnamon roll.
Well, no, yeah, but I would assume that that would rapidly convert into fat.
No, it's just pure energy.
Apparently. He knows how to use a fucking cinnamon roll. Listen, you've got the keys to heaven right now, Matt. Share the light.
Share the light.
Share the gospel with the rest of us. Okay?
So... I like working out. We've talked about this on the show before.
Yes.
I enjoy it. I was up at 3 in the morning today working out like a fucking psychopath. Yeah.
On his day off.
I woke up and couldn't fall back asleep. I was like, I woke up at 2, wide awake. I was like, huh. Fell back asleep for like 15 minutes. Well, somewhere in there. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how long I stayed. It was 3 o'clock. Opened my eyes back up and I was like, okay. Gotta drink the water. Try to go back to sleep. 3:30, I was like, fuck it!
Yeah.
So, anyways, I like working out. That's fine. But I'm not gonna do... What I'm not gonna do, Matt, is I'm not gonna do a research paper on bodybuilding.
You won't?
And all the, no. You can do one and submit it to Temby. Make sure yours are
is
correct,
it,
though.
Yeah. And it,
because he's a grammar fucking Nazi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Even in text, he's a grammar Nazi, which I've never seen before in my life unless somebody's, like, pretty belligerently texting you, like... grammatical errors. Like, if you say, like, whatever, you're going here, and you don't spell it R-E,
yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I know what you meant.
Right.
Because it still says the same fucking
right,
thing.
Right, right.
This motherfucker, he, every time, sends you the correction.
With a little
yeah.
asterisk?
Yeah. And I'm like,
he corrects his own, your shit?
Yeah.
Not like,
he'll correct my text.
Because
like,
I,
yeah.
Here's the thing. I'll tell you something, Mike. Here's the deal.
Sparker.
Whenever I'm texting somebody, I diligently use commas and correct punctuation. Yeah, I know. You've never noticed it.
No, because I don't.
It doesn't add anything
no.
to it. But it doesn't take anything away, Mike.
Well, maybe.
And I will correct my own spelling.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I know that I'm texting one of the box trolls who's gotten a hold of a fucking Android phone. Okay? And so I'm not gonna correct you. You're big enough, you've got it.
That's my thing, right? Texting is like a fast and loose way of communicating.
Yes.
Right? I'm not sending a letter to my senator. I know how to use proper grammar, you fuck. So anyways,
yes,
Randy. If it makes you laugh even harder, this guy's my boss.
It's totally
this is my boss, actually. So,
oh my gosh. Yeah.
So what I want to talk about, or at least how I want to start talking about these topics, because they have nothing in common except for one.
Clearly,
like, in a Venn diagram, Matt is like
in the middle,
meat, and then go back.
Yep.
So, did you like? So we're gonna start as young as possible.
Okay, yes.
Did you like gym class?
I hated gym class.
Okay.
Have you seen me? Do you think I thrived in that kind of environment?
No.
Get to your salient point.
So
don't ask me.
So what didn't you like about gym? What was your least favorite thing? Because really that's where all bodybuilding starts, let's be real.
Yeah.
Gym class.
There are two things that I hated. Sports. So like kickball, basketball, baseball.
You didn't like kickball?
No.
Oh, okay, I liked kickball. Like I
can't.
Down.
No, but here's the thing. I would always have a small anxiety attack
every time when the ball's coming through you.
Yeah, like I'm gonna miss it and I'm gonna look like a dumbass, right?
Okay.
But I'm quick. So as soon as I got past that, I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Okay.
And then the presidential fitness test.
Oh, see, we didn't have that in Montana.
Oh, because you're the fucking Wild West. You don't live by the president's rules?
Apparently not.
God damn it. Barely. Who invented that? Eisenhower? Was it Eisenhower? Did the presidential fitness test?
Sure, yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah. Fact checker.
Hit me with that.
Okay, so what we had in Montana was the mile. That's what you had to do. You didn't have the presidential fitness test.
We had to do that too. Okay. I'm going to tell you about the presidential fitness test.
Oh,
you go. You okay. Go ahead.
So I was not a big fan of gym class either. Like, after like probably 9 years old-ish or so, like, I found cartoons and like Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And like, I filled out my body accordingly.
Right. Yeah.
And so like, I was in no shape to be in gym class, and I didn't play Eisenhower. All right, Eisenhower. Adam.
Fuck yeah, man.
Ritalin
helps you recall a lot of fucking things.
Ritalin recall.
That's what we should change to Two Guy Raising Tuesdays to.
Ritalin
recall. Or Ritalin roll call. Ooh.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I've got so many hashtags bouncing around.
So many good ideas. So like I played sports, but I played baseball. And like I was good at baseball. Like I was decent.
Right.
Like I was one of those kids who like I played like Little League or whatever, and then like I got called up to like the next spot. So like in my little bubble, I was decent at baseball. But that was the only sport that I was actually good at.
Yeah.
And then like once everybody started playing football, you had like this like, you know, congestion of like assholes in gym class who like they did like real sports outside of school.
Right.
And so they were always like better than everybody else in gym class. And that's what I hated about gym. I was like, well, I want to play kickball, but you let the fucking 12 guys who already have gone through puberty
right.
all on the same fucking team, and the rest of us are all getting slaughtered over here.
Right.
All right.
And then the real shit of it is, Mike.
Okay.
You're highly competitive.
Oh, yeah. No.
So,
So
now you're pissed.
This would be the problem. I'm leading the nerds.
Right.
Like
it's a battle.
Like I'm the one in front, and I'm like, how did this happen? How am I the one in charge?
And then, see, that's the thing. I could never be on a team with you because you're the kid who's like, I'm pissed and I'm fat and I'll fucking kill you.
It was really crazy because, like, I...
Kick the ball, Joey!
Like, personality-wise, I probably belonged with the guys who had already gone through puberty and were killing everybody.
Yeah.
But, like, I couldn't... Like, I had no level of sports anything. I just threw it. A fucking...
Starbucks cup
from 2 feet and missed the trash can by about
horribly.
Two more feet. So, like, that was a problem for me.
Right.
And then the mile.
Okay, yeah.
I dreaded this thing all fucking year because I did not want to run the mile. And we ran outside on a giant fucking track. But like, throughout school it changed. At first we ran around this big Mormon church. And that was fucking weird. And you had to do 12 laps around this church, which was a fucking nightmare.
And then it opens a pit to hell.
Yeah.
In the basement.
It was fucking terrifying. And then we started running at the high school. But we had to walk from the elementary school to the high school. And, like, it wasn't, like, next door.
Right.
It was a jog.
Right.
And, like, I'm like, wait, I'm supposed to be conserving energy, and I'm going to fucking walk to this place, and then I have to walk this mile? Because I wasn't going to run.
Oh, my God, no, stop it.
And I was like, I already did the mile. Could we just time from the school to here? And, like, that's my mile time. Because I'm going to go at the same pace, probably slower, really.
Right.
Because, like, this is a horde of us walking, so I'm keeping up. So until high school, I really hated gym class.
Okay.
And then I started getting smarter. And so like the mile in high school was one of those things that you passed or failed gym based on whether you improved on the mile.
Yeah.
So, and you ran it twice.
Oh.
So the first time I'd run it.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Like
it's a real slow. Nice.
Like a 12-minute mile.
Oh yeah. Not even breaking a sweat.
Yeah,
not even breaking a sweat. Looking like you're running.
Yeah, just, whoa, it was a tough one. And then, we would come to the last mile, and I would get like an 8 minute mile. Okay, not eight, like 8:30.
Right.
Closer to nine than eight.
Right.
But like from 12 to that, every time the gym teacher was like, Wittenhofer, fucking crazy. Like, right. I know, right?
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck him. So
you guys have really taught me well.
So I actually did. I liked running. Well, we did this thing in third grade where
strings.
I ran track.
See, there we go. Randy ran track.
Boom.
Look at he's fucking nothing but legs, Mike.
I'm knees and neck.
Knees and neck.
I can't get down with cardio.
Oh my god, it's wonderful. Ugh. If you ever got into it, you would shut your mouth. But here's the thing. We did this thing where our whole class would run like miles. Every Friday at like the end of the day, the last like hour of school or something, we would run around the
fucking Hunger Games.
It was fucking crazy. Every Friday we would run around the basketball court.
Court?
Is that what it's called? A court? Okay. So we're running around the basketball court, and there would be a teacher who had popsicle sticks.
Okay.
And so every lap you made, you grabbed a popsicle.
Oh yeah, we did this. Okay. And then, with the popsicle sticks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then like when you got five of them, you traded in for a red one.
Oh okay, we didn't have a complicated system.
But it was so that you could keep track of how many red sticks you had, and then the whole class like, I don't know how many miles that would be if it's a class of 18 and they're running around and they're collecting red sticks. But apparently there was some sort of math behind it.
Yeah, I assume.
To how many miles the whole class ran, and we ran enough miles to stretch from whatever it is, like Maine or New York City to like Los Angeles.
I think they lied to you.
No, I swear, like cumulatively, like not just one person.
Was this the parochial school?
Yeah.
No, it was when I moved out into the country.
This
before
like
I went to farm
camp.
I didn't know about farm camp yet. I didn't know what it was because, well, maybe I did. I had gone to my first nature camp, which was the spring. Which was.
Because you'd already met Farmer McGovern.
No, fuck.
And his wife and the 12 kids.
Fuck you, okay? I'm not gonna have fucking Mayor McCheese tell me about farm camp, okay?
Okay.
Now, so that was my experience with running.
Okay.
However, there was also this thing that I was then introduced to, which was the presidential fitness test.
Yes. Tell us what that is, because that sounds
so
like some CrossFit bullshit.
It was introduced by Eisenhower, and it was like a test that you had to pass.
To be president? This is how we got Trump.
Yeah, right. No, he definitely could not fucking pass this. Fuck that. It is some bullshit. You had to be able to do chin-ups.
Okay.
You had to do a certain number of sit-ups. Fucking, it was just fucking crazy. They tested your flexibility. You had to like reach for your toes. And like, there's a certain like flexibility that you had to be. You had to do a certain number of chin-ups. You had to be able to do a certain number of sit-ups with like perfect form. And it was like to make sure that we were protecting the youth.
It was just to encourage physical activity.
It was bullshit.
I actually feel like maybe we did do that one year.
Yeah.
In Montana. Because there was some weird fucking thing that we had to do, and like it was like a, like everybody has to do this,
yeah.
And it was like
yeah,
weird.
it was fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
It was bullshit.
So fuck that noise. Also, I didn't change for gym. Like I wasn't getting naked in the locker room.
I did.
Yeah, I was fucking.
I was like, I don't give a fuck.
No.
But here's the thing. I wasn't taking no shit. Once I got into high school, I was just like, fuck all of you. When I was in middle school,
well, yeah,
I did.
But you were gay and you were in the locker room. You were just like, what?
No, it was not a party because nobody's gonna say any fucking crazy shit to me because they are all in their most vulnerable states.
Yeah, it's
so like
so that's super true.
So I just like shut it down.
Yeah. I didn't like it only because there were so many people in the locker room who like just would like walk around naked like it was normal. Like
oh my
like
God.
that weirds me out
yeah.
to this day.
Oh yeah,
like,
I know.
Like you go to the Y
and there's always like some 90-year-old
yes.
man with a beer belly and a tiny little penis.
And he's just hanging out.
It's like trying to like, chase you. It's essentially like the fucking Leprechaun movie with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrifying.
And like I don't understand it. I'm like, okay. Like, I'm fine with, like, I got no problems. Like, fuck it. We got to change for gym. Like, that's not a problem for me. What I have a problem with is, like, there's five guys over there who are, like, they're hanging out naked. This is weird. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, that's okay.
I don't talk to girls naked. Like we get naked and I'm having sex. That's what happened. Like, there's some communication there, but that's about it. Like, I don't hang out naked and just, like, shoot the shit.
Right.
Even with girls, let alone, like, in high school, naked with a bunch of guys in a room. That was really weird to me, and then I was so are those guys all gay? Is this what gay is?
That's
like, I didn't know! Like, and I was like, this is fucking weird.
No, the difference is they would have turned the lights off and thrown on some fucking, like, rave lights.
Oh,
you know, then it's fucking gay. Everybody's popping Molly in the club. And then,
Alright, so fast forward now to you and I living together. Because that's an interesting story. I had started working out before you and I moved in together. So I was working out with Aaron Jackson. We all met on a couple episodes ago. I was working out with him.
The rapper,
And we would go to the Y, same Y you and I went to.
Did we go to the Y?
Oh,
we ran
the Jorgensen.
Yeah. So him and I would go there and, like, we'd run for a little bit and then we'd lift. And, like, I've always been very fast. Like, I can outrun pretty much anybody, like, in a sprint, at least.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very fast. You look at me right now.
Uh-oh.
I'm very fucking fast. For whatever reason.
Cut tapes, we gotta run.
We're gonna go run! Shaky cameras downstairs. Look at him go! and then when I was working out with Aaron, like, I was clearly just outpacing him.
Right.
Like, and he's not a sprinter. Either am I, really, but, like, I'm, like, in short distance, I'm pretty fucking fast.
Right.
And so, whatever, I'd gotten used to working out with him, and then you and I went running.
Right.
And that was that first time was a nightmare.
Oh, God, it was a catastrophe. I felt...
Because, so Adam's, like, we start, and we're jogging outside, and, like, I didn't even think anything of it for, like, that first, like, 5-10 minutes there.
I was
like, I'm just keeping up with you, and I was like, yeah, this is
great. Before we take our second turn.
Yeah.
Because that's like...
Yeah. I was like, this pace feels great. Like, all I'm thinking is, like, I'm keeping up with you, and that's fine, and, like, yeah, this feels normal. I wasn't even, like, it didn't occur to me that I was, like, tiring out. And I was like, this is great. And then, like, my headphone fell out of my ear, and I was fixing my headphones, and then, like, you were further ahead of me, and I couldn't, like, make up the distance. I was like... Huh. I'm like,
great,
breathing pretty heavy. I'm like, I'm not gaining on him. Like, I gotta get back up there.
Right.
I'm like, couldn't catch up to you. And then pretty soon I was like, I think you're gonna have to walk. And Adam just like,
I just love it. I'm probably at that time, I was probably jamming out to Firework by Katy Perry.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, God. Oh, God. For a workout mix? Oh, bitch. I am a Firework. You tell me, Katy Perry. Tell me all about how great I am.
Do you ever?
Oh my God. Yeah. No.
So that was my first experience running with Adam. I forgot that he just runs. Like, that's what he does.
Yeah, that's all I do.
He fucking runs long distance.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, sometimes I run from my house all the way down to the fucking hospital. And I'm like, what? Isn't that like 6 miles one way? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's good.
You do that for fun?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, like, it's taken me a long time to get my cardio up, and I'm probably not as good now as I was maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
Because, like, a year ago.
Yeah, because that's when you were working on your mile.
Yeah. And I was like, I got it down to like an 8-minute mile, and I was like, ooh, I'm getting quick again. Like,
yeah.
I'm getting, all right, getting back into this distance, like, over time.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, and now, like, I don't do it as much. So, like, my workout now is, like, I do cardio, I do, like, 15 minutes every time I'm in the gym, and then if I do, like, a cardio day, I'll do, like, 45 minutes on the treadmill.
Yeah. I remember the first time that I realized that you changed forever.
Oh.
So we weren't living together anymore. You were living with, what's-his-face? And the fish?
Oh, Zach.
Zach, you were living. Yes, you were living with Zach. So you and I like weren't hanging out that much for that time.
Zach's a terrible person.
Yeah. So we probably took like
Zach and I weren't hanging out.
How long was it?
Yeah, right, yeah.
It was like 3 months where he was living there, right? Or
yeah,
like two,
yeah, something like
or
that.
Something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so we like didn't really see each other, and then I feel like it was like my last week at the store, maybe, or how did that work? Before I had transferred?
Yeah, because you were, yeah, that's
yeah.
probably right.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
I was still at Glenbrook as a senior for a little bit while you were, when
right,
you
and so me and Lindsay
not
from work walked up to the front door, and you were walking across the parking lot, and we both were like, what the fuck? Like, is he eating? What the fuck is happening? Like, I swear to God, it felt like overnight you had lost, like, fucking 80 pounds.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. What's
wrong with him?
Yeah, and all your clothes looked like, it looked like you were wearing, like, wind socks for clothes. You fucking just...
Yeah, no. But seriously, like, I still have, like, some fat kid collection.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just, like, there's so many clothes, like...
Yeah.
It was terrible, and I had to start getting my clothes all tailored.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I can't throw all of these away or, like, donate all this and buy a whole new wardrobe. That's going to be fucking outrageous.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh
no, that
gosh.
Was good.
That was crazy.
And that was Rod and I started working out together, because and Katie. So, like, I had lost a bunch of weight and was, like, but that was mostly just doing cardio. And then I started lifting again when Rod and I started working out. But then I didn't really start lifting a lot until whatever last May I started lifting.
Not like 2 months ago.
Yeah,
you
correct,
mean
correct.
Like
but May before.
Okay.
Yeah, so like a year and 2 months or whatever we are at now, 3 months. And like I had stopped working out. I moved to Toledo. And then like I'd gone through like 3 months or so of like just straight hell.
Yeah.
And like working a billion hours and
oh,
like,
yeah.
eating shitty and like Matt is a bodybuilder, or he does physique. I don't. There's a
yeah,
difference.
There's a difference. Yeah.
Physique is like how you're naturally supposed to look.
Yeah, like a bunch of like too many steaks shoved in the same freezer
yeah,
bag.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ.
Nothing natural about that orange glow you got. But anyway, so like, and so he was, at the time, he was working out, like, every day. I think he's down to, like, 5 days a week now.
Mm-hmm.
But he was doing every day, and, like, he would wake up and he would do fasted cardio. And I was like, oh, I like that idea. Like, I love the idea of running when I have eaten, because I don't like to work out after I've eaten
yeah.
at all. Like, it's fucking terrible. Like, it slows me down. And everyone's like, no, it gives you energy. Maybe it does, but it doesn't.
No,
it
fuck that.
Yeah,
yeah,
it makes me want to sit on the couch.
Yeah,
so,
okay, like, what I would do when I was running is I would, like, eat a lot the night before.
Yeah.
And then I'd go to sleep, and then I'd wake up, and I'd just
run.
Have, like, fucking just run.
Yeah.
All that energy that I had saved up, fucking run with
yeah.
it. Yeah.
So, like, Matt got me into doing fasted cardio, because, like, he didn't tell me I should or anything like that. He was just doing it, and I was like, damn, that sounds like something I'd like to do. So I started doing that just at our apartment gym.
Yeah.
I started doing, like, fasted cardio, and then I would lift, like, they had, like, a little tiny, like, section of weights and like stuff that you could use, and it was enough for me at the time. And then when we went to Louisville, I went to that
You
Fit for You or All You Fit, You Fit.
Yeah, I was gonna call it You Now, but
you
that's
now.
Like the
streaming
app.
That's a streaming app.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to that You Fit,
yeah.
and I was just like, God damn, this gym's amazing.
Yeah.
There's all
yeah.
kinds of shit. I do everything. I was like, I gotta go to a gym now.
Yeah.
And so it was, you know, that was like October of
yeah.
last year.
Yeah.
And so like,
I think it's September. Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was before Q4.
Okay, yeah,
yeah.
So then, like, almost a year now that I've been lifting consistently.
Right.
Since then, and, like, it's amazing how much it's changed, like, just a lot of things in my life. So, like, the gym, I've said it before, it's my fucking quarter mile. Like,
right.
I go there and, like, nothing else matters. Not the store, not my team, none of that bullshit. Like, for that hour and a half, I'm fucking free.
Yeah.
And I love it. But it also, like, it's helped me be healthier with what I eat.
Yeah.
Because, like, it occurred to me, not only did I not eat enough protein to, like, actually lift weights and, like, get in shape, but, like, I wasn't eating enough protein for, like, a normal human
right.
in the first place. I was, like, my macros were all off, and so, like, bodybuilders tend to count their macros, or tend to, I think they all probably fucking do.
Yeah, they're bodybuilders.
Again, we didn't do the research.
Right, yeah.
But, so basically you're counting a lot of things, but it tends to break down into fat, carbs, and protein. And so,
right.
Like, how are you dividing up your grams there for every calorie that you eat? And that's why you see, like, Matt was eating chicken and rice and broccoli and, like, always the same, because
right.
It's easy to count, and, like,
right.
You high protein from this and brown rice and what, you know. So when I started, like, actually looking at that, not just counting my calories, but started looking at my macros, I was like, huh. So I'm eating less food. Like, I was eating, like, 1,700 calories at the time. But, like, 90% of my macros were coming from carbs.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah.
like, huh, that might be a problem. So, like, as I switched it, I realized I had to start eating more, because, like, to get the amount of protein that I needed, not only to be a normal functioning human being, but then to also, like, add muscle for lifting weights, like, I couldn't eat 1,700 calories. I couldn't get it all in.
Right.
So, like, it made me much healthier with my diet, too. And so, like, I eat breakfast most of the time now, because,
oh
like, otherwise there's not enough
time. He's, like, a different
there.
Person.
Yeah. I used to not eat until, like, 5 o'clock
I
at night.
I don't eat currently. So
never. Yeah. Yeah, we know. We can tell. We can tell.
Legs and necks over here.
Yeah.
I would go to work,
yeah.
work all fucking day.
Yeah.
And then I would just come home and smash everything.
Yeah, unless
at,
you
like,
were closing,
o'clock.
You were just
yeah.
you just not
all
eating until
at all. Not a fucking thing.
Yeah,
that's what
I used to do.
Yeah, and it's
I can't
fucking
do it.
Terrible for you.
Yeah, yeah, it makes you feel so fucking
yeah.
drained.
Yeah, and that, well, I'm like, it fucks up your metabolism, and like
mm-hmm.
so then your body gets used to like not eating, so then it's like, oh, good, you're gonna have a jelly bean. That's gonna fucking kill you.
That's
so, you know, because we conserve everything. We were about to turn one of your fucking appendix into your fucking energy. No, like
yeah.
that's how close my body probably was. Like,
yeah,
because I was giving it fucking nothing and then just shit tons of food.
Yeah.
And so like it would store everything.
Right.
And so like I better like retrain my metabolism. So it's just interesting to me. Like I've gone from like. Hating gym class to like now like working out is a big part of my life. I
yeah.
love doing it and I want to continue doing it. But like I'm like I feel like a much healthier overall person because I know Matt and like have learned things from him and his fucking psycho bodybuilding ways.
Yeah, yeah. do you remember so we just recently went to VidCon recently.
We did.
It was like a month ago, right?
VidCon.
Was it a month ago?
Like a month and a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's our passes.
Yeah.
So we went to VidCon. We had to fly out of O'Hare.
Oh,
airport.
Wait. To our friends from VidCon.
Yes.
If you haven't filled out the survey yet, you should have gotten a survey email to you. Fill out the fucking survey. It gives you early access to the badges.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fill out the fucking thing. Do it. It's great. It's kind of long, but fill it out. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Top tip.
So, we go to VidCon. You had an enormous fucking bag and a carry-on.
Yeah.
And I traveled with my backpack.
Yeah.
Because it was 3 days.
I was carrying all my protein powder.
Right. so he had Sarah divvy up all of his, like, powders and stuff into, like, little single-serve bags.
That's a keeper.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
and she did it. Because she's
nice
wonderful.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
I know. I was mad she's not here.
But then... One of the supplements he takes is called C4. So everything was labeled, and he was like, but I didn't label that one because we're going on a plane.
And it's like, I don't want a bag of powder that says C4. Don't fucking talk.
Could you imagine? No.
I had to get that for Matt too though, because he's had to travel before
yeah.
too, and I was like, okay, so like how do I do this? Like, do I put it in my carry-on? Do I put it in the check bag? Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Because like I have 5 days worth of powder, and I'm taking 2 protein shakes a day, so that's 2 bags a day, so that's 10 bags of protein,
right?
5 bags of C4, 5 bags of BCAAs, like, and then I should probably bring like 1 extra for each, and I was like, holy fuck, it's like cocaine cowboys.
Yeah, it was fucking insane. He pulled it out when we get into the hotel, and I was like, holy shit, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It was essentially
yeah.
his entire luggage that he checked. His entire checked luggage was fucking
yeah.
powder.
I didn't need that much
powder.
Yeah, it was powder. It was a lot
terrifying.
Of powder. You know what? Somebody's got to fund this, you know? That's the
powder. Oh, my God. Yeah. Fucking.
But it was nice. When we were in Anaheim, I found an Anytime Fitness, because that's where I go, because I travel, so I can go anywhere, anytime.
Right.
And I went to that gym, and it was fucking beautiful. It was, like, on the beach-ish. Like, you could see the beach from the window. And, like, it was great. I'd be there at 5 in the morning, because that's when our fucking day started.
Yeah.
And,
oh, God, yeah.
Like, I'd be in there, and I was just like, this is great. I was deaf in one ear because I was swimming.
Right.
And so I couldn't hear shit. And I was just like, this is the best fucking thing ever. Working out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I really, really enjoyed that whole experience. And, like, it's cool now, like, when I travel, like, it used to be only about the food. And now I like to try to plan out where I'm going to work out, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Pretty much anywhere has an Anytime Fitness. But if I can get a hotel that's got a great fitness center in it, here's the fucking problem, though, people.
Uh-oh.
Every hotel advertises a fucking fitness center, and then you go there, and it's two fucking weights from Target that are mismatched, and a fucking, like, tricycle.
Elliptical.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
That's it. And then, like, a wooden stick.
It never looks like that in the
picture. Yeah, in the picture, it was a close-up of the one weight.
Right, yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, no. I can see, like, the weight in the background, too, so they have more than one. All right, this is going to be good. This would be great. And then you get there and you're like, wow, this is like prison.
Yeah.
Actually, they probably have better shit in prison.
Yeah.
Dude's coming out of there just big on top.
No leg day.
All right, so that's all I got for bodybuilding.
Yes.
Cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Making us talk about all this shit.
Yeah.
So, Fred, let's start first off with why are cinnamon rolls so delicious? And there are two types of cinnamon rolls, and I'll be goddamned if you tell me that you like the other type.
This is rhetorical, or do I answer the question?
Answer
it?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
you know what I
you
mean?
Say, you
I
say there are two types of cinnamon rolls, like a dry cinnamon roll and an iced cinnamon roll?
No, those are essentially the same.
Okay.
There's two different, like, typically, there are caramel glazed ones.
Oh.
And then the white, milky...
So here's the thing. I fucking hate cinnamon rolls. Like, I'll die if I eat a cinnamon roll.
What?
And I'll explain why.
Okay.
But which one do you like?
The regular one.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
okay, caramel?
Yeah. Granite City has, like, the caramel-y ones.
Mm-mm.
And, like, fuck off. I don't want caramel on my fucking cinnamon roll.
It reminds me of, like, caramel pudding. Or something, like, really fucking sick. And, like, I could cry right now.
Yeah, it's like butterscotch.
Oh!
That's what it reminds me of.
Blah!
Right? Yeah.
Blah.
I don't need My Little Pony on my fucking cinnamon roll.
Fucking butterscotch, though.
You like that?
Oh, fucking Christ.
As Randall takes a My Little Pony.
I've got mine, too.
It's Rainbow Dash. 20% cooling.
20%.
That's
their catchphrase. Now, so if I'm gonna eat a cinnamon roll, it's gotta be a regular one with the white cream glaze.
Have you ever seen them make that glaze, by the way? It's just fucking like milk, powdered sugar, whipped together.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you know how to bake.
Oh, whatever.
Damn.
Fucking Betty Crocker over here sitting in the audience.
Listen, neck.
Fucking God damn it. I've never seen that. So my one big experience with cinnamon rolls is Cinnamonster.
Is that the
Cinnabon? No. Oh, no. Okay, yeah, here we go. Okay. Just had an epiphany.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about Cinnabon. There was this place in Glenbrook Mall called Cinnamonster. You know what I'm talking about? Yes.
The place
that never has anything. Because it's the fucking revolving door of the food court. Because nobody ever sees it.
Yeah. Well, nobody needs to fucking go there. There's Chick-fil-A and Panda Express right there.
Right.
What the fuck else do I need in my life?
What you're working for.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
I gotta tell that story on the next one.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear.
So, Cinnamonster is essentially Cinnabon.
Okay.
And so it's just this fucking massive cinnamon roll. This big. The size of Mikey's head. maybe a little bit bigger. So it's fucking gigantic. It's more of a fucking cake than anything.
Cake dough.
Cake as fuck. And so there was like cream cheese filling in it.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like fucking, and it, like, I remember eating it and like just wanting to fucking throw up.
I'm gonna die, but
yeah, because it was just so gross. And that's why I can't eat cinnamon rolls, because Cinnamonster ruined me.
Okay.
That's I never had like a good cinnamon roll.
So you won't be able to try these because they'll be gone, because I'm probably gonna eat them all today.
God damn it.
But
God damn
in our freezer right now.
Yes.
Kate, supporter of the show at Patreon.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. that's when the graphics come in.
Yeah, right.
Well, he doesn't ever do it when I do this. Yeah, I do this, and then he intentionally waits. So I go, da-da-da-da! And
then it shows up.
And then it shows, yeah. Fuck me.
Like I'm riding the slow bus over here.
He did.
But Kate makes these cinnamon rolls. Mm. And I've had them once, and I don't know how I haven't eaten the ones that are in my freezer right now.
But there we are.
Fucking fire. Like,
really?
Oh my god, they're the greatest fucking cinnamon rolls I've ever had in my life. I don't know how she makes them, but I want them all the time.
She got the keys to heaven.
Yeah, she got the keys to heaven. So thank you, Kate. And Matt, I'm not sharing any of those with you.
Oh no. No. What kind of cinnamon rolls does he eat?
So he likes the ones at Granite City. He's eating those.
Okay.
But he always is sending pictures of cinnamon rolls. Like, he'll go to Kroger.
Oh, that was like when he got that fucked up haircut.
Oh yeah!
And then he sent the he got the haircut! Made him look like Jack from Incredibles. Yeah. It was just like,
not like Mr. Incredible.
No.
Look like Jack.
Like, he just had this little poof, like right here. It was real cute. But
I like to say he looked like Phil from the Rugrats.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Essentially the same thing.
Same look.
But then he was like, he was like, so what do you think? And then me and Mikey let him know how we felt about the haircut. And then he was like, thanks a lot. And then he sends us a picture of him like digging into a cinnamon roll.
Yeah. So like the ones that Matt eats are like the size of my head, literally.
Right.
Like they just fucking giant cinnamon rolls, and he will eat like five of them. And you could correct me if I'm wrong, Tammy, in the comments, because maybe you could comment on a fucking video.
Right, yeah.
His mom made him once, because, like, after they're done with it. Adam, who's outside the window right now? Is that him? Is that the serial killer? Because that's how I picture him looking.
Oh, no. No, I haven't seen his car.
Sam?
Sam.
Okay, that's how I picture him looking. Anyways.
No, because Sam's bald.
Well, that guy was kind of bald. That's why I thought.
I dropped my signature pen.
So when bodybuilders are done competing with their show, right? So they do a show, and then they fucking notoriously they like pig out, right? Like
right,
the Rock posts pictures of like his fucking stacks when he has cheat meals and shit. And, like,
yeah,
I ate 20 pizzas and what? So like Matt had his mom make him a whole tray of cinnamon rolls, and he ate all of them motherfuckers.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So like, I also think it's something to do with the fact that we deprive ourselves of carbs. And I say we, not putting us in the same category at all with bodybuilding.
Right,
except my arms.
Oh, there we go.
Big as Matt's now.
Yeah.
So we're
ice cream scoop. Here we go.
Because he's like a T-Rex. Like a big head, but
right.
So long.
A little di-
So, I think it, but like, I also deprive myself of some carbs.
Yes.
Like, not to his level, but like, I do. And so I think it's something to do with that too, because the more that I've done this, the more I tend to like think about things like I used to love ice cream, and like now I'm like, ice cream's whatever, but what I could really eat is a fucking brownie the size of my face. That would be amazing.
Oh yeah.
Or a cinnamon roll or cookies. Oh my god, fucking cookies. I can't even walk to the Kroger fucking bakery area without fucking losing my shit. Like, when Sarah and I go shopping, I have to physically avoid that area, otherwise I will just load up and like I'll be eating them on the way out of the store. So, I'll crush up a bunch of cookies and fucking snort them. Just lines.
What? That's crazy.
And so I think it has something to do with the fact that like I don't eat as many carbs, so like now like
you
like,
have these cravings.
Yeah, yeah, for fucking carbs. So,
man's got needs.
Yeah.
Man's got needs.
So I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
But, like, that motherfucker puts down some cinnamon rolls. And like, I wonder if he eats Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cause that's some shit.
CT Crunch?
CT, yeah. get all juiced up, eat some CT Crunch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously. That's the best cereal in the world. I'll be goddamned if anybody says otherwise.
No, that's not true. What? Fucking hit me! Fucking do it!
Riddle and roll call over here.
No, I'm not a huge fan of it.
Why? What? There's cinnamon, it's crunchy, it's delicious.
It's
do you not like it's the fact that there's a guy? No, that's French Toast Crunch. They're French Toast cereal.
Cinnamon.
That looks like
cinnamon
toast.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though.
Yes.
We just said it's toast.
Oh, okay.
Not toast.
Okay, I was like, no. People get those confused all the time.
No,
they just brought back French Toast.
French Toast Crunch. I don't think I ever had that.
It's also not called French Toast Crunch. It's called French Toast something, but I don't think it's French Toast Crunch.
No, because it was by. It was, yeah.
Is it the same?
It's by CT Crunch. Fuck it, yeah.
General Mills or whatever.
General Mills, yeah. And it's got the same logo. It's in the same, like,
okay.
Pattern.
But it's just
and it's a red box, and it says French Toast Crunch.
And they're yellow for
and
some reason.
The, well, because you, when you make French Toast.
My French Toast isn't yellow. Right?
Do you
like,
put
it
in an egg?
Yeah, in an egg batter, but, like, I don't drink the egg batter. Like, ah! Fucking vanilla and cinnamon.
Yeah, right. No,
six eggs.
Like, fucking, No, so there was the cereal that I used to eat when I was little, and...
Kix.
Fuck, no! Ew, what the fuck? Why would you ever even say that in front of me, Alf? You would.
I love
it. You
little
fucking...
Little corn balls.
Those
bitches.
I'll fucking die. I'll throw up right here. I'll throw up all over this fucking studio. I loved Waffle Crisp.
Oh.
And people always say, whenever I bring up Waffle Crisp, which is discontinued for all of you watching.
And it's
Waffle,
not Eggo. It's not, no.
No, and it is not French Toast Crunch.
Nope.
It is a completely separate thing.
And
every time
open
I
it
say,
up and the box smell fucking.
It was like mapley. Oh my God. And so whenever I say, I really want some Waffle Crisp, like, if I could find a box of that today, sitting on some collector's shelf, I would steal it, and I would fucking live in the bag for the rest of my life.
So I
would put it on, I'd strap it to my face like a feed bag for a horse.
That way you could multitask.
Yeah.
So I have a distinct memory of eating that, sitting on my couch in Montana and watching, like, Vox Pulse or whatever, like it was like not MTV, but it was a music channel.
Right.
And like watching it with my sister, and we had bowls of this, like just dry, just no milk.
No.
Bite the pillow, going in dry. And just fucking eating fistfuls of that cereal.
Oh.
I stand corrected, folks. That is the greatest cereal
of all time.
Of all time.
And
it was fucking phenomenal.
And people always tell me that Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a good substitute. For a craving
no,
for that cereal.
No,
and
it's not.
And it's not
it's
at all.
Not.
And French Toast Crunch is not the same. I will die right here. Fuck a cinnamon roll. Okay, fuck a cinnamon roll.
That's the hell I'm gonna die.
Right here.
Yeah, so that got a little off the rails from cinnamon rolls, but just to throw it out there, cinnamon. I don't know, like, apparently what we eat actually is not cinnamon, by the way. Is not real cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's something else.
Cardamom.
No.
Okay.
Nope. But it is not cinnamon.
Okay.
It is, so the ingredient that we all know and love is, that we call cinnamon, is not actually cinnamon. It's something else. I learned this from Gordon Ramsay. And there is real cinnamon, but it's different. Like, it's similar, but different.
Okay.
Cinnamon, though, what a great fucking ingredient.
Yeah.
Because there is a Seinfeld episode. I know you don't like Seinfeld because you're an idiot, but there's a Seinfeld episode where they have to go get this babka, this fucking bread, and they're going to this party, and so, like, they're waiting in line, and they get into these antics, and they're at a deli, right, and they gotta take a number, but they get to take a number.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they've been there longer, and then somebody else gets the fucking babka in front of them, so it's this bread, cake thing, or whatever, and it's chocolate-flavored babka, and it goes out the door, right, and they're like, well, fuck me. What do you got left? And they were like, well, we have a cinnamon one. And Jerry Seinfeld is like, wait, there's cinnamon? And they were like, well, we can't take that to the party because somebody else is going to show up with chocolate. And he's like, listen, motherfuckers. Cinnamon takes a backseat to no one. And I stand by that.
Yeah.
It's super true. You add cinnamon to fucking anything, and it's delicious. Inevitably, when you eat something and it is delicious, and you ask what's in this, cinnamon is the answer.
Yes.
Also,
sure.
Those black bean tostadas that I make.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon!
Yep.
You put fucking cinnamon,
cinnamon
in them.
Cinnamon, like, unlocks fucking flavor profiles that you would not ever...
Fucking amazing.
Even, no. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Don't fucking dog on me for not liking Seinfeld. In my later years, since we have started this podcast, I have come to appreciate it a lot. Because they go on tirades, much like we do.
They do. Seinfeld, but you know what, I'm not even gonna do it.
What?
Seinfeld is an intelligent show. And people who don't like Seinfeld are stupid. Like,
right.
And that's like, and I hate to say that because I'm sure there are people who are watching right now and they're like, fuck you, call me stupid. Listen, to understand, like, to appreciate the comedy of Seinfeld, you have to be somewhat intelligent. It's not like How I Met Your Mother, which, again,
I like How I Met Your Mother.
Great continuity in that show. They did a great job.
Yes.
And I appreciate good continuity. But, like, Seinfeld is fucking, like, it is smart humor. And so, like, you have to, like, actually pay attention and be, like, semi-intelligent. Like, you don't have to be a fucking genius, because I'm not. But you can't, like, just, like, wait for someone to get punched in the face and then laugh about it. Like, that's not the joke.
Exactly.
So, anyways, that's all I got to say about Seinfeld. Thank you so much, Matt, for the interesting topic. I hope we covered enough of what you wanted. We didn't mention Arnold at all. But I imagine...
Like, hey, Arnold?
Yeah. Yeah, football.
Football, yeah.
I imagine him and Arnold are much like me and Steve Jobs. Like, Steve Jobs accomplished something, and then I was right here, and then Steve, and then me, and then Steve, and me. So, like, just competing up the ladder the whole way of our lives. I imagine him and Arnold are the same way. Like, Arnold, and then Matt,
like,
and
Terminator?
Then Arnold. And, well, kind
is
of.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
You know, the kindergarten cop?
Well, he's like...
The kindergarten cop?!
Yeah, he's a bodybuilder, in case that wasn't obvious.
Got it.
Yeah, fuck.
Also a governor.
Yeah, also a governor. So, Matt, he got fired.
Yeah.
He got to governor, so, like, you gotta make another step soon, though, because,
like kindergarten.
Yeah, like store team.
Ooh, leader. He could be in the remake of Kindergarten Cop.
It's a good call. Good call. So, let
kids
us know
what
you can do that, Matt, and we'll plug it right here if you give us fucking more money. So, there you go. Check out Matt Temby in Kindergarten Cop 2. All right, guys, this has been another episode of Two Guys with Rating Goals, and we will catch you on the next one. Thank you.